This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Elon Musk versus the flight attendant.
Her shocking claim against the world's richest man.
Then, the former Marine imprisoned in Russia for 2 years speaks out. His harrowing experience.
You thought they might kill you.
Yeah.
And elevator baby.
She got on the elevator pregnant, and when she got off, she had a baby.
Yeah.
Plus, the hero passenger who landed the plane with zero flying experience.
Now the pilot who was stricken on the plane comes forward.
Miracle after miracle after miracle.
Then, Amber Heard. Under siege.
Gold digger!
Amber has come off as very unlikable.
Can she survive the Johnny Depp machine? Then, the sideline reporter. Drilled in the head with a line drive.
Kelsey, you okay?
Plus, it's back to work plastic surgery.
I would love to get this done before I go and meet all my coworkers.
Going under the knife to put on your new work face. More than 2 years into the pandemic, the surge in plastic surgeries.
So beautiful.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. A stunning allegation against the world's richest man. Published reports say SpaceX paid a woman $250,000 to settle claims that Elon Musk exposed himself and propositioned her during a flight. The woman, a corporate flight attendant, reportedly took the settlement in exchange for not filing a lawsuit. But as Jim Array reports, Musk is saying that wild allegations never happened.
Elon Musk is denouncing a claim that he exposed himself to a flight attendant. The business news website Insider reports Musk paid $250,000 for her silence. Today, the world's richest man is calling the story a politically motivated hit piece. I have a challenge to this liar. Describe just one thing, anything at all, scars, tattoos, that isn't known by the public, he posted. She won't be able to do so because it never happened. The flight attendant worked for Musk's company, SpaceX, and she reportedly filed a sexual harassment suit in 2018, claiming that a naked Musk propositioned her on a private flight to London. He allegedly offered to buy her a horse in exchange for an erotic massage, and when she refused, she claims that work on the SpaceX fleet of corporate jets dried up.
Just the timing and the optics alone make it suspect.
Musk is hitting back on Twitter, which he's buying for $44 billion, posting, "Those wild accusations are utterly untrue." But he hasn't lost his sense of humor. Finally, we get to use Elongate as a scandal name. It's kind of perfect. The story is breaking just as his mom, May, is making headlines of her own as the oldest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model ever at 74. We caught up with her at a red carpet event last night.
I cannot believe how exciting it is. I cannot believe they wanted a 74-year-old on a cover or even in the magazine.
May Musk said she had to keep her cover a secret from her son Elon until it was released because she says he wouldn't have been able to keep it quiet. That former Marine who spent 2 years in a Russian prison is speaking out in his first television interview. And what Trevor Reed has to say is harrowing.
Last time we saw Trevor Reed, he appeared frail as he was finally released from a Russian prison following 3 years in captivity. Now he's breaking his silence about the unimaginable horror he faced.
The psychiatric treatment facility, I was in there with seven other prisoners in a cell. They all had severe, serious psychological health issues. Most of them, so over 50% of them in that cell were in there for murder.
He told CNN's Jake Tapper some nights he was too terrified to sleep.
I was too worried about, you know, who was in the cell with me to actually sleep.
You thought they might kill you?
Yeah.
He also detailed the deplorable conditions.
There's blood all over the walls there, where prisoners had killed themselves or killed other prisoners. The toilet's just a hole in the floor.
Trevor, a former Marine guard at the White House during the Obama administration, was arrested in 2019 in Moscow while visiting his girlfriend and studying Russian for college credit. He became intoxicated at a party, and Russian police say he got into a drunken brawl.
They asked me what happened. I told them, I don't know. I was drunk. I don't remember anything after I was at this party with Lena.
His parents believe he was set up by Russian authorities and fought for years to bring Trevor home.
Obviously, I love my son. He's a good man.
In prison, the former Eagle Scout caught COVID and tuberculosis. Ironically, he says he survived by not allowing himself to have hope.
I kind of viewed their having hope as being a weakness. I did not want to have that hope of, like, me, you know, being released somehow and then have that taken from me.
Trevor Reed and his family have vowed to continue fighting for Americans unlawfully detained abroad. It's an elevator ride this mom will never forget. She was about to have her fourth baby, and she got to the hospital. But that was as long as her little girl was going to wait, because she arrived in the elevator. Amber Cogliano has details.
It's all hands on deck as they help a woman in labor out of an SUV and into a wheelchair. Time is of the essence. The security guard is at her side every step of the way. He's on a walkie-talkie and pushing those buttons, trying to summon the elevator. The look on her face, get me to the delivery room now. A few seconds later, then, voila, the elevator door opens, and out comes the lady, and she's got a precious baby girl. That's right, she got on the elevator pregnant on the ground floor, and she got off on the second floor with her bundle of joy. It all happened in the blink of an eye. The elevator car became an emergency delivery room with just the mom and the security guard who helped deliver the newborn. If you look carefully at the video, mom is pulling down her leggings as they get on the elevator. She knows she's pretty much run out of time. And here they are, security guard Eli Davila, Betsabeth Perez, and her newborn she named Mia.
I did a big scream, and then I told him, I was like, my baby's going to come out. I need a push.
As soon as I knew the baby was born, it's like, okay, what do I do now?
You had to be a little bit worried in those seconds.
Oh, of course. You know, a lot of stuff is going through your mind, and it's like you're trying to think logical. I mean, what do I need to do?
Both mom and baby are doing just fine at Medical City Dallas after in what can only be called an in-and-out delivery.
I'm just glad that the baby came out good and he was there to help.
By the way, Mr. Davila, the security guard who helped with the delivery, is a father of two himself. Other news, it was a moment that wowed the nation. A man with no flying experience landing a single-engine plane after his pilot blacked out. Now we know who the pilot is and what caused that medical emergency.
Here he is. We now know the identity of the pilot who lost consciousness in midair.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane.
What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
Incredibly, the 39-year-old passenger, Darren Harrison, landed the plane with zero flying experience. Now the pilot is giving doctors permission to tell his story. His name is Kenneth Allen. He's 64, and he suffered a tear in his aorta during the flight from the Bahamas to Florida when he was stricken. I spoke with his surgeon, Dr. Nishant Patel.
We know that's a cardiac surgery emergency, right, where the mortality rate without treatment is near certain. So this is an incredibly high-risk operation and a very lethal medical condition.
The passenger who landed the plane appeared on the Today Show earlier this week and talked about the moment he knew something was wrong with the pilot.
He kind of did a move like this and said, guys, I got to tell you, I don't feel good. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, I got a headache and I'm fuzzy and I just don't feel right. And I said, what do we need to do? And at that point, he didn't respond at all. He was already done.
An aortic tear is what suddenly killed Three's Company star John Ritter nearly 20 years ago. Actor Alan Thicke also died of the same condition while playing hockey in 2016. Now, the pilot's doctor says the landing wasn't the only miracle that day.
What a miracle this was.
After miracle, after miracle. Anywhere in this story could have been a life-threatening, life-ending event. He survived each step.
Incredible for sure. Dr. Patel says Mr. Allen is recovering, and he sees no reason why he can't be flying again soon. The Johnny Depp defamation trial has one more week to go, and his ex, Amber Heard, continues to be under siege from Depp fans who don't believe her tearful claims of abuse.
The abuse is relentless.
Gold digger!
Overwhelmingly, the fans that show up, that travel here from across the nation, really the entire world, are here for Johnny Depp. And overwhelmingly, women. And it's unusual, to say the least, that we see so many women not really empathizing or relating to Amber Heard, but instead choosing to support Johnny Depp, the man in that relationship.
This is what TV personality Bethany Frankel posted today.
He was in a relationship with the craziest woman that's walked this planet.
I lose my balance.
This TikTok video really stood out. It's NSYNC singer Lance Bass reenacting Amber's teary testimony.
I was just sitting there on this carpet, looking at the dirty carpet, wondering.
Bass has now taken down the video after facing an intense backlash.
On the internet and the engagement on the internet on this trial is through the roof. It is almost all hating on Amber Heard.
A social media expert testified that the online vitriol is fierce.
I actually took a random sampling and looked at them and could not find any that were not negative towards Ms. Heard.
The love fest for Johnny Depp continues.
Just made breakfast for all of them this morning.
The courtroom is packed with fans who waited in long lines to get a seat. Last night, he gave them a friendly wave.
They're here for Johnny Depp. Rarely do I see a supporter of Amber Heard.
Love you, Johnny.
According to a published report, Depp's attorneys are expected to call him back to the stand Wednesday or Thursday of next week as a rebuttal witness to Amber Heard's testimony. It's one of the hazards of being a sideline reporter. Sometimes you get hit by a foul ball, and this reporter took a line drive to the head.
It's a routine foul ball at the ball game.
Diaz to the outside corner.
But something is amiss. You can hear the gasps from the stands. Colorado Rockies sideline reporter Kelsey Wingert was in the dugout when the road ball smacked right into her at 95 miles an hour.
Kelsey, you okay?
Moments later, you can see her heading to first aid and giving a sign that she's okay.
She was walking under her own power. You see the thumbs up. All good news.
And just look at that injury. She shared this photo, stitches and all. I had CT scan to check for internal bleeding, fractures, and it came back clear. Thank God, she says. Turns out this is the second time Kelsey has been hit by a foul ball. Check out this shiner from 2018 after a ball fractured her eye socket.
Ms. Wingert says the stitches will come out next week, which is a very good thing because she's getting married in June and she's hoping the scars will be healed by then. More than 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, a recent poll found 57% of employers have started bringing workers back to the office. And before some are showing up in person, they're stopping by the doctor's office.
Before they go back to the office, they're having a little work done. 22-year-old Jessica Hudson has been working remotely since she started her new job as a sales associate analyst last year.
I feel like you have more time to look at yourself.
The rush to get plastic surgery is called the Zoom boom.
We're looking at ourselves in different ways, and that was a big boom for motivating patients to come in.
In Jessica's case, seeing herself on Zoom made her focus on her nose. So before she meets coworkers in person, she's getting rhinoplasty from plastic surgeon Edward Kwok.
I would love to get this done before I go and meet all my coworkers. I feel like it'll give me a lot more confidence.
All right, Jessica, are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
We were in the operating room as Dr. Kwok and his team reshaped the inner bone and cartilage of Jessica's nose. Others are prepping for their return to the office with less invasive procedures. 25-year-old Annalee May works in product development for a department store. She wants her lips to appear plumper before she sees her coworkers mask-free.
I'm getting it done to go back to work feeling confident and just like look good, feel good, you know?
Dr. Maria Mallon is performing the procedure called lip laze.
We're using a laser light to stimulate collagen in the lips.
Here she is before and after.
Hi!
We were with her as she headed to the office without a mask for the first time in quite a while.
They look really good.
Yeah.
Like, so good.
Your lips look great.
Thanks.
Are you ready to go in?
I am.
As for Jessica, 1 month after her surgery, she's more confident than ever.
It's nice and straight and beautiful.
Thank you so much. I love it.
Here's Jessica before, and here she is after.
It's my first day back in the office. I got my new nose, and I'm ready to go.
According to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, the most popular procedure remains breast augmentation. We'll be right back.
Next, did this man kill his wife's coworker because he thought they were having an affair? Look who's the star witness, his wife. Plus, testy Tiger Woods.
Back off a little bit, give me some breathing space.
And here come the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models.
Shake that thing, shake that thing.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My husband made me do it. That's the testimony from this woman who says she was forced to dismember a coworker after she says he was shot by her husband. Les Trent reports prosecutors say at the heart of this case is jealousy.
It's a gruesome murder trial. Brittany Barone says she was ordered to decapitate her coworker by her husband.
What did you use?
A saw.
Her husband, Armando Barone, is now on trial for murder. He suspected his wife's 25-year-old co-worker, Jonathan Amaralt, who was nicknamed Abercrombie because of his good looks, was flirting with her. Prosecutors say Barone beat his wife after he found text messages that she had exchanged with Amaralt. Then he lured the co-worker to a New Hampshire state park and shot him, according to prosecutors. Brittany Barone says she was forced on pain of death to cut off the victim's head. She testified that her husband wanted the victim decapitated so there'd be no dental records to identify the body.
What was the defendant doing while you did that?
Watching me do it.
Brittany Barone denies she was having an affair with Amaralt. She pleaded guilty last year to falsifying evidence and agreed to testify at her husband's trial.
Armando Barone has pled not guilty to murder. His attorney says Brittany Barone was the actual killer. We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Still to come, testy Tiger Woods.
Back off a little bit, give me some breathing space.
And here come the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models.
Shake that thing, shake that thing.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tiger Woods has a message for photographers. Back off.
Tiger Woods wants his space.
Mind giving me some breathing space, please?
A cameraman is following him down the fairway at the PGA Championship in Tulsa, and he's not happy about it.
Back off a little bit. Give me some breathing space.
Message received, loud and clear. And it's the big launch party for the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
It's time to shake that thing, shake that thing.
Grammy Award-winning singer Ciara was one of the 4 cover models.
This is surreal. Like, where am I right now? What's happening? Dreams really do come true, baby.
Yumi Nu, who made history as the first Asian plus-sized model on the cover, had this message.
Confidence isn't something you wake up with every day. It's something that I feel like you have to practice.
The new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is on stands now. When we come back, a Little League dance party. Finally today, batter up. But first, let's dance.
Hey, kid, so you think you can dance? Just look at the little slugger's moves. Who needs a home run when you can knock it out of the park like this?
We got to find out what the walk-up song was. That's Inside Edition for today. Thanks so much for watching.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.